Hey everyone, Brian Wheels here with The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. Just a quick FYI, in these first few newer podcasts, you're going to notice some subtle differences in the way the audio sounds. Nothing drastic, but as I try to tweak the quality of the audio and work with the new setup here in the renovated podcast studio, you just might hear a few subtle differences in the way the podcast sounds. But still, the content is out of this world. It's the best aviation maintenance content you're going to hear. So that's not going to change. Just little things as I make tweaks back and forth. Just a quick FYI, onto the podcast. Hello and welcome to The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, the aviation maintenance industry. I am your host, Brian Wheels, and in this podcast, I'm talking about the FAA's failure to abide by the Freedom of Information Act and how the FAA told me to pay their lawyers first if I want any information from them. The hypocrisy continues. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to this podcast. Again, I am Brian Wheels, and we're talking about how the FAA screwed me out of my FOIA request. Let's jump right into it. So we put our trust in the FAA to oversee, to regulate, and to enforce the rules put in place to keep people safe. But now, the FAA is strong-arming me out of my FOIA information that I requested. I gotta wonder, what are they hiding? Earlier this summer, I submitted a FOIA, or Freedom of Information Act, request to the FAA for several airlines and aviation companies that have been getting into pretty much consistent trouble over the last few years. So I submitted the request to the FAA, and one of the questions that it asks on their website is how much that I'm willing to pay for that information. And I thought, well, you know, I know other people who have done it before, and they paid no more than $20. So I'm going to put in $20. So I wrote down no more than $20, which I thought was a fair price. And I opted for the electronic copies versus the printed and mail copies sent to me. And again, I know quite a few people who have used the FOIA submittal request for the FAA, the DOT, and OSHA in the past, and they didn't have to pay more than $20, $25 for a couple hundred of printed pages. And, you know, I thought, yeah, no problem. Let's just get this ball rolling. And I was told that this was a straightforward and easy process. But again, in my case, it was not. And for those of you who aren't aware, the Freedom of Information Act is a federal Freedom of Information law that requires the full or partial disclosure of unreleased information and documentation that is essentially controlled by the United States government upon request. The act was intended to make the U.S. government more transparent so that the American public can identify problems in those agencies and put pressure on Congress, agency officials, and even the president to address problems. Both the federal court and the Supreme Court has repeatedly and very concisely described the vital role of the FOIA in our democracy. And I'm going to quote something for you. And this comes straight from the Supreme Court. The FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, is to open up the workings of government to public scrutiny. One of the premises of this objective is in the court's belief that an informed public is vital to the proper operation of our democracy. Furthermore, a more specific goal is to give citizens access to the information on the basis of which government agencies make their decisions, thereby equipping the populace to evaluate and criticize those decisions. And in May of this year, I put in a FOIA request to the FAA. I requested 16 FAA, DOT, and OSHA enforcement investigation reports and the FAA enforcement fine summaries of those reports. And these specific requests were for AAR, Delta Airlines, American Airlines, United Airlines, and Kingman Airlines Service in Arizona. So while looking at FAA quarterly enforcement reports, I found that these 16 investigations had rather large fines, anywhere from $300,000 and up, and were for multiple drug testing violations, maintenance and maintenance falsification violations, and quality assurance violations, all within the past few years, and these struck my interest. Normally, I can go look up the case numbers and I can easily find the investigative reports and the full fine summaries, but for these 16 reports, they weren't available anywhere to view online, and it's like they had just dropped off the map. But what I did notice, and just some of the information that I was able to research, that these cases were brought before a federal court, which to me indicates that these were very serious issues. Hence, it heightened my curiosity even further. Also, when companies want to fight FAA enforcement action, they will sometimes bring this stuff to federal court to fight those investigative findings. What also raised my curiosity was the level of involvement from the DOT and OSHA on these 16 cases. But when I started searching the case numbers on both the OSHA and DOT's website, the reports and outcome summaries were not available, which I really thought was weird. So I submitted that FOIA request to the FAA using an alias and an alternate address, because I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to give them my real name or my real physical address. I'm just not stupid. And this FOIA request process, it got shady pretty quickly. Because when you read the FAA's website where it talks about the FOIA submittal process, when you go and look into the FOIA law, it's pretty straightforward. And they make it appear even on their website that it's a quick process and that you have the right to know. And they have all this type of wording that makes it appear that it's going to be really easy, it's simple, they want to cooperate, all that jazz. After submitting the FOIA request in May, I waited for 2 weeks and I received no reply, no email, nothing. And I reached out to the FAA office in DC after 2 weeks had passed, and I asked about the status of my request. I left a message. Then I receive a phone call a day later from a gal that says that my specific request was sensitive in nature and that someone had been assigned to my request case and that I should receive an email very shortly within the next day. And this gal was nice enough and pleasant, so I really had no reason to believe that there would be an issue. But I did think for a moment, well, that's odd that she said that my specific request was sensitive in nature. Because isn't every request from the public to the government considered a sensitive in nature request? The government doesn't like receiving that, you know, those requests from the public, but I let it go. I didn't think it was any issue. After another week goes by, I still haven't heard from this person who is supposed to be assigned to my case. And I'm like, what's going on now? Then another week goes by and I receive an email now from this person saying, hey, I need you to clarify what exactly you're asking for, because this information that you requested is sensitive in nature. So now I'm thinking, okay, weird. I explained that I was seeking the investigative reports and all the agencies involved, their reports, and I wanted the final summaries of the outcome and any fine enforcement action that was taken, since these cases did go to a federal court, and that piqued my curiosity. I sent the email, but I didn't receive a reply back. So fast forward to June, I still hadn't heard anything about my request, so I emailed this person again and asked about the status. And they did reply, but the reply was that due to the nature of my request, that is still being processed. So I asked them what nature about my request contains sensitive information, and what about it is not available to the public. And the reply I received was nothing. I didn't receive any reply. So July rolls around. Still nothing heard. And I emailed the person again who's supposed to be handling the request. And I said, hey, what gives here? I need to have an update. Their reply back was to, hey, we're still working on it. Your request, again, she says, is sensitive in nature. By this point, I'm wondering what could be possibly in those reports that's so damning to the FAA and to those aviation companies that they don't want me to know. So fast forward to the first week of August. I receive a phone call from this same person who's supposed to be taking care of my case. And she tells me that the information requested is not located in the main FAA office, that the database that this request has to be made to is in every field office or every FISDO office that did the investigative enforcement reports. And I thought that was weird that the FAA didn't have a central database that could be used to provide me this FOIA information. That was really weird. Then again, what do I know? So at this point, I've already determined that they're probably stalling my request based upon what this gal has been telling me. And I expressed this to the person on the phone. I said, hey, what is sensitive in nature? I want an answer now. She said, well, look, it's sensitive in nature. I can't really tell you, so expect not to receive the full documentation. And I asked how come, and I was told, well, that's the way it is. She sent out the information to all these different FISDO offices. They have to give the information to her, and then she can compile the request and give it to me. So then I reached out to my several sources that had been doing this before, and I said, hey, have you ever guys had issues with the FOIA request process? And all the replies were no. And I explained to them the issue that I'm having. They thought that was really weird, and one of them said, you might have touched a nerve. You touched on something. You requested something that the FAA does not want you to know. I'm like, well, duh. So fast forward to August 19th, I receive an email asking if I was available for a phone call. And I replied back to the email and I said that I was. Then instantaneously, the phone rings. And so I'm told that the information that I requested needs to be delayed again for another 2 weeks and that they want my written permission to accept a delay in lieu of a deadline. What's going on? And so, well, we sent this information out to several FISDO offices. I haven't heard back from them, and we're still waiting for them to respond to me so that I can get the information to you for the request. So I had enough at this point. And I told this gal, I said, look, I think you're purposely stalling the process and you're making excuses. And the person on the phone, they starts leveling with me, right? She says that the information that I requested was so sensitive in nature that each field office must separately review the information and redact information from those reports to the point to where it'll be almost useless for me in the end. And then she suggested that I just cancel my request, give up on it because I'm not going to get all the information that I requested. And I'm figuring, you know, there has to be something in these reports that they don't want me to know. I'm not going to get anywhere with this. So I asked the gal to clarify, and then again, her story changes. She now tells me that she's actually a paralegal working with the FAA, and my request never made it to those individual FISDOs, that it went to a separate department to handle this request. It didn't even go to the FOIA department. So her story changes within 5 minutes. The story changes. And I'm like, wait, you're a paralegal. What is a paralegal doing processing this FOIA request? And I'm starting to get a little ticked off to her. And I tell her, you need to now level with me even more. Okay, don't change the story. What's going on? And again, it's clear that something that's contained within these cases that went before a federal judge is damning. And in a roundabout way, she acknowledges that this information is not to be released to the public and that it's now in the legal department. It's in their hands to figure out what can be redacted or not and sent to me. And I thought this was crazy when I'm hearing from this gal. She says, well, in these reports, we have to remove people's names, birthdays, social security numbers, company names, etc., that the majority of the report is not public information, public release. It's confidential. It's proprietary. And I'm thinking to myself, holy cow, what is going on? What is in these reports? So I told the gal straight up, I said, this is bullshit. If I had thought that this was going to happen, I would have never done it. She says, well, wait, wait, wait. She says, we can get the reports to you, but we have to research it. The attorneys, the paralegals have to go through all these reports separately and redact all this information, and it's going to cost you a couple hundred dollars, maybe $1,000 for these reports. What are you talking about? What are you? That's not $20, $25. She says, look, you are having to pay us, the FAA's attorneys and paralegals, for the information. That's what's going on. This information never made it to FISDO. This information never went to the actual FOIA department. This was turned right over to us, and it requires our legal department to redact information to figure out what can be released to you and what cannot. And I said, there's no way in hell I am paying $100 to $1,000 to you to do what was supposed to be done by your FOIA department. And nowhere on your website does it say you're going to have to pay our lawyers, the FAA lawyers, money, hundreds to $1,000 to receive this information. So she tells me, fine. She says, what do you want me to do? She says, my hands are tied. You're going to have to pay us. You're going to have to pay the lawyers for this information. And I said, I just want to rescind the request. I said, this is absolute horseshit. And she said, you have to rescind your request in writing via email. So I did. I sent the request to him, said, forget about it. I don't want the information. I By now, I already know that something within these reports the FAA is hiding, the FAA is covering for aviation companies. I mean, these went to federal judges. This stuff has got to be so damning that although they have a FOIA request on their website, they have a whole process for submitting it, they're not going to release this stuff to me. So I'm not going to pay $100 to $1,000 for the FAA lawyers to hide information that's supposed to be public and that was requested by the public using a law that allows the public to get information. That is a crock of shit. If you were ever suspicious of the FAA, you got every reason to be. And if you weren't, you should be now. I can get the information I need from other sources, but I figured that this route would have been easier to go about it, but boy, was I wrong. Now, you have another example here of a crooked, shady, illegal practices by the agency, the very agency that is supposed to be enforcing the rules, the regulations to keep the public safe. There should be zero doubt that the only interest at the heart of the FAA is the interest of the airlines, other aviation companies, and themselves. How much you want to bet that if those 16 investigations I requested turn out to lay blame on mechanics, that I receive the information really quickly, really easily? I bet those 16 investigations initially found fault of the airlines, but that they were able to once again weasel their way out from getting heavy fines and other enforcement actions taken against them. What a bullshit means to prevent a U.S. citizen from obtaining information. Oh yeah, we'll give you bits and pieces, but you're going to have to pay our lawyers first. What a load of crap. You let down another person, FAA. Should I have expected any different from you? You won't even abide by the FOIA laws that are protecting our rights. It's despicable. The FAA slogan, "We're not happy until you're not happy," it applies here. The FAA goes back and forth so many times on how they want to protect and who they don't want to protect. The industry is in such turmoil right now, and we can't even put the trust into the governing watchdog. How bad do things need to get before we as a people wake up and take real action? What is the FAA getting out of hiding information and protecting the airlines? I'm still going to expose every nook and cranny of shitty and unsafe practices that go on behind the scenes. I've got other avenues for information, and I'm going to get it. Do you have questions, thoughts, concerns, or do you want to share your stories or experiences live on the podcast? Reach out to me at apmechanicpodcast@aol.com or find me on Twitter, goodbadugly_AMP. You can also find me on Facebook at goodbadugly AMP, one word. And remember to click the subscribe button. Share it with your friends. Let people know. New podcasts every second Wednesday of each month. And please, again, subscribe so you don't miss out on another podcast update. So until next time, everyone, take care and be safe.